You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Georgia Fletcher and Alice Sangster from Thursdays in Black Otago. We're talking about observing Denim Day, which is part of, I guess, a broader Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is pretty important for you guys at the moment. How are you both this morning?
Doing great. Loving life.
Yeah, enjoying a slightly sunny weather, trying to get used to winter before it hits.
Before it gets like dark at, you know, 5 a.m. and doesn't get light until 9 a.m.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, no, that's a brutal time. How has 2024 been, 2025, sorry. Gosh, my brain, you can tell. How has this year been for Thursdays in Black Otago so far?
It's been really, really good. It's been a great turnout in the executive. We had a great turnover. We have some real talent this year, especially in our engagement and newsletter teams. We've just been doing Sexual Assault Awareness Month, as you mentioned, which has been a phenomenal effort from the team, doing seminars and stalls. We've had some really significant outreach, which has been so beautiful.
Awesome, awesome. I'm very, very glad to hear, because the work that you all do is very vital, super vital. Now, we've mentioned this before, it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is a pretty crucial month. You know, what does that month mean for Thursdays in Black and for Aotearoa in particular?
Yeah, so it's really cool being able to sort of, yeah, look at this month in our space, because we have the overall theme of the month, which is really cool as well because it's international. Yes, the overall theme is Together We Act, United We Change, so really focusing on that community and culture change aspect, which is super important in our space. And then within TIB Otago, we had a theme of Safer Campuses for Everyone, and it's really cool to be able to see all the chapters across New Zealand celebrate this month, and also across the world as well. Just really great to have this kaupapa, which sometimes feels quite invisible, be acknowledged in such like a wide way. So yeah, really cool.
Yeah, and like I feel like Safe Campuses for Everyone was so important to us because safety means so many different things, whether that's being culturally safe as well as being interpersonally safe, physically safe, and really interrogating how Otago can do a better job at that was super important to us.
Yeah, how has the university responded to some of the community action that you'll have done? Because I know that University of Otago has had a reputation in the past of being an institution that can kind of ignore that safety.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. We work quite closely with Te Whare Tawharo on campus, which is the Sexual Violence Prevention Centre and Support Centre. And so we do a lot of great mahi with them, so we have really positive relationships there. But the actual university itself can be interesting in its relationship to protecting both perpetrators and survivors.
Yeah.
Currently we're doing a halls piece and recruiting stories from that, so people who've been through the first year halls here or being kaya whina, and how they felt supported or unsupported through those experiences. And so if anyone has stories and things they'd like to discuss or put through of experiences that they're accessing support and how supported they felt, please put it through Google Forms that are on our Instagram bios and things like that, or posters up around campus, because we'd really like to know how the university is doing with that.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Because I remember when I was at university, it seemed like what would happen in a hall if there was a if there was a perpetrator, they'd just move them to another hall. I'm not sure if that's still the go-to, but that was definitely a thing when I was at university, which was what, 2-3 years ago.
Yes, yeah. It's a really difficult balance they have to strike with still until there's like formal charges and things like that put through. And I know that SMART, the Sexual Misconduct Action and Response Team, the staff on campus, they do a really phenomenal job of trying to balance that as well as they can, but it's just always difficult.
Yeah.
But getting student perspectives and hearing how it's actually making people feel is the way we can make change.
Yeah, encouraging people to speak out about what's happened to them, I think, is crucial.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
There are people that care, and there are people that want to listen and support you.
Yeah.
100%.
And the linchpin of this awareness month is Denim Day, which encourages people to wear denim to show their support to survivors and combat victim-blaming attitudes. It's kind of similar to, I guess, Thursdays in Black, whole kaupapa, where you wear black on Thursdays. Where did the idea of wearing denim come from? Is that any particular story behind that?
So it's an international event, so I'm not actually sure what the OG thing. Do you know, Georgia?
I don't know.
Denim.
Yeah.
What a corduroy. velvet. Yeah. To get really in with it.
I guess it's a really accessible material, and I guess in the rise of 60s political movements last century, like, it's a very, really important piece of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very resilient and tough, if I'm getting all English to you about that. But, that's on the 30th. That's Wednesday. And we're doing a wine and cheese, which is just a really casual event to celebrate. So wear denim, come along, eat some cheese, have some conversations. Yeah, really trying to make the space as casual to engage in as possible this year.
Yeah.
So we can have a really wide reach and have those really important conversations.
Yep, and, you know, not to destigmatize or de-tabooify or to make something profane, but yeah, these conversations should be more accessible for a lot of people, because I think the big reason people don't speak out is because they aren't. And I want to know, what denim garments do you guys have? You gonna do some Canadian tuxedos?
Oh, color key.
Denim hat, denim shoes. Gonna find it in the op shops. Me and Save Mart tonight.
Yeah, so on. Hard. Absolutely.
Nice. I wish I could have more denim outfit. I just have jeans. That's all I have.
That's good.
Denim jacket, but just jeans these days.
Any amount of denim is support for the cause.
That's perfect. I saw someone comment on the IG post, the Instagram post, about the wine and cheese night, saying there's going to be a yapologist on site. I want to know, what is a yapologist?
That was commented by our beautiful co-director, Alice Angster, who sits next to me here, and she is absolutely our number one yapologist in the exec.
Qualified PhD in yap. I can talk endlessly. Honestly, this opportunity to speak on the radio is just a normal conversation for me in Georgia. I love to yap in the space. I think that it's really important to have these conversations, and I feel like I'm a qualified conversation haver. Struggle to shut me up.
Might take your job, Zach.
I'll turn up tonight. Now, this is going to be a non-alcoholic wine and cheese night. It's wine as in, you know, complain. And it's going to be in room 2 of the OUSA Clubs and Societies building from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. As much of a show of solidarity, it's a chance to meet like-minded people from Thursdays in Black and the wider student community, and yap in a non-formal space. And I just want to say kudos again for making this space so accessible. It's great.
Yeah, awesome.
We want to see that. Thank you so much. No stress. And you've requested Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. Is this a song that's a big favourite for both of you?
Yes, it's an absolute classic. It was suggested by our events executive, Elle. Shout out, Elle. Yes, I think it's time to get Back to Black. This Thursday, wear black on campus and show support for survivors of sexual harm.
Yeah, for sure. And not to keep touching on the whole denim thing, but, you know, I only found out recently that the blue jeans are from dye. I thought that's just how denim looked. I'm actually dumb.
You know what? I did not realise that either. Oh,
we're both dumb. Here we go. Well, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming on the program, Georgia and Ella. It was a pleasure having you. And any final words you want to leave the people with?
No, just a big thing of the space is that community, that cultural change. So we really encourage everyone to get involved as much as possible. TIB really tries to make our space as accessible as possible, because it can be a really hard sort of topic to deal with. So if you're around and you're keen to come along to our events, talk to us, yap along with Ella, please do. It's how we make change in this area. So, yeah.
And thank you for the engagement and support this month from the General Student Body. It was so great seeing you all in the link and coming to the seminars. And we couldn't do it without you guys.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Big ups to students. Big ups to y'all. Here's Amy Winehouse with Back to Black. You're listening to The One, Kakite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.